travelers. Look at somebody and tell them Happy New Year. Amen. Hallelujah. You may take your seats. We are continuing to praise God, continuing to declare the goodness of God. Isn't He wonderful? Ooh, hallelujah. God is faithful. God is wonderful. Amen. Hallelujah. I encourage you to stay in the presence of God until the end. Until the end, because God has a plan and a purpose for you and for me. We have entered the year. It was a wonderful season in 2018. Oh, in 2017. Oh, wow. I'm already in 2019. It was a wonderful time. And in 2017, we had declared it to be a year of exploits, a year of elevation. And we're hearing some of the testimonies here. And I was actually expecting some teenagers to also come and testify. We had a few teenagers that also graduated earlier than they should have, about three teenagers this year, and they're all in college. God is faithful. Amen. Amen. But more importantly, friends, you are alive. You are alive. God has lifted you. Just the mere fact that you are here, God has lifted you. Amen. Amen. Now, you know, wherever you experience exploits or whenever God elevates you, you enter into a new season of life. You are never at the same level in those areas, and it becomes a new beginning at your new level. That is why this year, our 2018, by the grace of God, we prophesy and declare over the Agape family and everyone who hears me that this year is a year of new beginnings. A year of new beginnings. Hallelujah. It is a year of new beginnings. Isaiah 43 and verse number 19. Hallelujah. The year of new beginnings. When we talk about new beginnings, Isaiah chapter 43 and verse number 19 is going to be our theme scripture for this year, as we declare new things in our lives. And I'd like us to read it together. Amen. Amen. Shall we read? Count to 1, 2, 3. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a rod in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Amen. See, when we talk about a new thing, we are talking about something never seen or done before. So when we say that this is a year of new beginnings in your life, it means that God is going to do some things in your life, some new things that have not been seen, that have never been done before. Amen. Also, when we're talking about new beginnings, it may have happened to somebody else, but it has never happened to you. It may be old to somebody, but it is new to you. Amen. So God is doing something new in your life and in my life. New beginnings. Also, new beginnings speaks of a fresh start. You may have lost something, but God is bringing restoration in your life. I don't know what it is that you've been believing God, what you've been trusting God for, but I believe that God is going to do new things in your life. So in 2018, it's going to be a new beginning at another level. There'll be new lessons to learn, old habits to break, and because those habits cannot be sustained at your new level. There'll be fresh eyes to see the new things that God is doing at your new level. New relationships. Or a new determination to improve your old relationships. A new attitude toward life. A return to our first love for God. Because when we allow the Holy Spirit room to work in our lives, He will bring new beginnings to our spiritual walk. He will bring new beginnings and show us great and mighty things which have not even entered into our minds. The Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse number 9, the Bible reads that no eye has seen, no ear heard, nor has entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love Him. So I believe that God will bring some new things in somebody's life in this year, into this church in this year. into families in this year. There are some keys to a new beginning, friends. I won't be long, but I'll give you a few keys and we'll dig deeper into this season of new beginnings as we enter into the year. Number one, friends, a key to new beginning is to acknowledge or identify the areas in your life where you need a fresh start. Repent of your old ways and embrace new beginnings. Number two, friends, you need to let go of the past. Because holding on to the past will never usher new beginnings in your life. It will never usher new beginnings. Whatever has happened, let it go. Let go of the old hurts. Let go of the pains of the past. Let go of the disappointments. Let go of the discouragements of the past and start anew in your new year. Amen. Because if we don't let go of the past, it will be a hindrance in our lives. Number three, key friends, renew your covenant with God. There can be no new beginning where Christ is not Lord in your life. The Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17 that you become a new creation. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse number 17. The Bible reads, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Therefore, if you are in the Lord and you renew your covenant in the Lord, this is what's going to happen. Because you are a new beginning season, the Bible tells us that when he created man in Genesis 1, 26, 28, he gave them dominion. It becomes a new season of dominion in your life. It becomes a new season for you to be fruitful in your life. It becomes a new season for the things of God to grow again in your life. Your spirit man becomes alive to God and dead to the world. When it is a new beginning, God begins to restore things in your life. Hallelujah. Number four. Number one, let's acknowledge and identify the areas where we need a new beginning. Number two, let's let go of our past. Number three, let's renew our covenant with God. Number four, friends, there has to be a separation from what drew you back in 2017. Unprofitable relationships will have to go. Bad habits will have to go. Things that weighed you back must go. Trust me, friends, we can declare a theme. A prophecy over your life is great. But until and unless there is a change in your life, 2018, December 31 will come and you will still be the same. There can never be a shift and a change in your life except you make a determination to change some things in your life. Even right now as I am speaking, I know that in your mind, certain things are moving in your life. You are looking at certain things that must and need to change in your life. Except there is a change, there can be no new beginning in your life. Look at somebody and tell them, this is my year of a new beginning at a higher level. Amen. And number what? Number four? Number five? Where are we? Number five, thank you, you are with me. Number five, be diligent in all you do. Work hard. Laziness and procrastination are the thieves of time and fruitfulness. Proverbs chapter 14 and verse number 23, the Bible says, in every labor there is profit. In every labor there is profit. Trust me, friends, procrastination, I know procrastination very well. He is not my friend. In my language, it says temunove. He is not my friend. Because procrastination is a thief of time. Laziness is a thief of fruitfulness. The Bible says in every labor there is profit, but idle chatter leads only to poverty. Many of us, we are praying, fasting for God to deliver, for God to change things in our lives. I've come to tell you the antidote for poverty is hard work. Hard work. Let's labor abundantly. When you labor abundantly, in fact, the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, Paul said, I labored more abundantly than the apostles, yet it was not me, but the grace of God working in my life. And he said, I did not waste the grace of God. Many of us, we are wasting the grace of God. because we are not laboring abundantly. The last one for tonight, there are many more, but for tonight, we need to uproot fear from our lives. Because fear will destroy anything new that God is doing in your life. Fear of failure. Fear of new beginnings. Fear of people. Many of us, we are so trapped in the cycle of fear that we are paralyzed. We can't do anything because we're busy thinking about what will so-and-so say? What will so-and-so think? What about so-and-so? What do they think of me? Those people have no bearing on your success or failure in life. Except God in your life. The Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter number 6. The Bible says that for God has not given us what? The spirit of fear. I don't think I got that right. Can somebody help me? God has, 1 Timothy what? God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind. God has not given you a spirit of fear. God has given you a spirit of power. So fear has no place in you. You need to tell yourself, fear, this is a wrong address. Fear, you do not live here. Whatever fear that you have, you need to uproot it. Amen. So there will be new beginnings, friends, in your life. New beginnings with God. New levels of fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Now, you need to understand that new levels demand new levels of glory. And higher levels of glory will attract higher devils. Which means it must attract what? Higher levels of warfare. Hallelujah. So we need to be alert. We need to be sober. We need to be in tune with the Holy Spirit. And we need to be fully armored in Christ. I don't know who I'm speaking to today, but I've come to help somebody, to announce to somebody that God's prophetic word over your life, over your home, over this church is a year of new beginnings. The Bible says, behold, I do a new thing. Something never seen before. Or perhaps you had it and you lost it. God is restoring it. It is your season. It is your season. If you believe it with me, if you believe a new beginning in your life, just declare it. Declare it. Hallelujah. 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 And so, as we get to a close tonight, not to a close of the night, but a close of my teaching, I was just here. My role is just to announce to us our prophetic theme for the year. It's a year of new beginnings. I'd like us to confess a few things and to make certain prayers. And then we are going to worship the Lord. Hallelujah. So I'll invite you to just stand with me. Just stand with me. And we're going to put up some confessions on the screen. And we're going to confess them. You know, the Bible says in Mark chapter 11 verse 23. He says that when you speak and do not doubt in your heart, you will see those things happen. You know, the Bible says the power of life and death is in your tongue. In your tongue. Amen. So, number one, just say with me, let's declare this confession. I confess, let's read it together. I confess that the year 2018 is my year of new beginnings. I receive God's anointing for new beginnings in every area of my life. Number two, I confess that I will step into new levels of my destiny through Christ who strengthens me. Hallelujah. Number three, I confess that opportunities for new beginnings are coming into my life this year. Satan and his demons have no power over me as I walk in faithful obedience to God's word. Number four, I confess that like the children of Israel, I'm coming out of the desert of humiliation, stagnation,
failure, and limitation into my new beginnings in Jesus' name. And the last one, number 5, I confess that in this year of new beginnings, His voice will lead me at every crossroad of life. The enemy will not triumph over me in every area of life. If you believe your confessions, just shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.